Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Back with Michael in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. We're at the point of the legislative season where we're starting to see bills signed into law or vetoed by Governor Kevin Stitt. One measure that has received his signature is Senate Bill 775 that was advanced by Senator Casey Murdoch from the Oklahoma Panhandle, authorizing the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture to create something called the Livestock Offender Registry. Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says this is a measure that they are really very happy about.
It's the Livestock Offender Registry Bill, which was Senator Casey Murdoch and Representative Eddie Dempsey on the House side carried this bill for us. This is a great bill. Cattle theft has just been forever in the cattle industry, has been in a kind of an anathema kind of a concept. Anything we can do to increase the penalties for cattle theft, we're interested in. So what the Livestock Offender Registry does is it gives us an opportunity to create a clearinghouse point of information for anyone who's been convicted of cattle theft, then we would have one central point where people could go to and understand, are they dealing with someone who's been convicted of cattle theft? Whether that's a sheriff who may pull somebody over because they're suspicious activity in a trailer or something along that, or maybe it's a private individual who wanted to purchase some cattle from somebody they don't know necessarily, but the cattle look good and I've never worked with this person. Who is this? You know, livestock market could also look at, a bank could look at that. But the point is, it's a central clearinghouse of public information, information that's already public, but it's in one location. We think this will help us to try to curb cattle theft here in Oklahoma. So we're very, very tickled with that. Governor signed that bill a couple of weeks ago.
Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association working with some of the other folks in the agricultural community on a very important topic for farmers and ranchers, the agricultural sales tax exemption.
The ag sales tax exemption is very important to us. It's all on agriculture. We've got a lot of inconsistencies across the renewal and the process to be eligible, both from the Oklahoma Tax Commission as well as at the county assessor level. So one thing we need is some consistency as to what do I as a producer have to do to qualify in terms of the documents that or the information that I need to provide to the assessor and thus to the tax commission, those types of things. We've gotten a lot of calls from our members that, well, over in this county, they needed this document. Over in this county, they needed a different document. Just a lot of inconsistencies. So we need to standardize that process as well. Let's make sure that the legitimate producer is legitimately qualified to get it and doesn't have to jump through a whole lot of hoops to prove that. In other words, doesn't have to give away the financial information in order to get that. That's proprietary information. At the same time, though, we want to protect it from fraud. And so we're very much in the process. So let's work together to try to do that. So there's a bill that we're working on. It's not in its final stages. We still need to groom it a little bit, working with our partners, both in the barnyard, if you will, as well as the assessors and the tax commission, of course, the legislature and as well.
As we head for the finish line of the 2021 legislative session, Michael Kelsey says there's one thing they're watching really closely, the budget bills, and especially a commitment to get some additional money for meat inspectors for the state.
Absolutely. That's been a priority for us the whole session. And it really, to your point, the budget session starts to pick up steam after that final bill deadline, which we had 2 weeks ago. Now we're seeing that. We've rounded the corner. I love how that terminology you've used. We've started to see some Jake, what are called Jake ACAB bills that are being filed. Those are budget bills that are being filed. Once you see those bills filed, you know that the end is near as far as the session. And so the budget's coming. So with on the House and on the Senate side, both with Senator Yeck and Representative Newton, who are the appropriate committee chairs for the subcommittee on the appropriations that have authority over the Department of Agriculture, both of them have committed to us to secure additional funding for ODAF for 5 additional meat inspectors. We are so excited about that. We're blessed that this year the state has a surplus so that we can do that. And if we can inject that money in and get more state inspectors, that'll be critical. So on the beginning levels, we're in good shape there. We need to carry that through to Chairman Thomas and Chairman Wallace on the House and Senate side, respectively, and then on to the governor.
The cattle industry's Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.